This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 382 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. May corn, 388 and a half, down 2 1/2. July corn, 395 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. March soybeans, 986 and a half, down 2 1/2. May soybeans, 990 and a half, down 2 1/4. July soybeans, 994, down 3. March wheat, 513 and a quarter, up 10 and a quarter. May wheat, 507 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. July wheat, 509 and a half, up 7 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kunda grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn and soybeans turning lower on weak export sales numbers. Wheat was supported by technical buying at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, Kunda grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 lower at 360 to 382. Soybean bids were down 3 to 4 cents at 953 to 972. In central Illinois, Kunda grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 lower at 350 to 383, while soybean bids were down 2 to 3 cents at 963 to 991. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 365 to 388, soybean bids down 2 to 3 at 968 to 996, and the wheat bids were 9 cents higher on Thursday at 420 to 487. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents lower at 994 to 1006. Basis steady today, ranging from 3 to 15 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 361.60 to 362.60 per ton. That is $1.70 to $5.70 per ton lower, with basis steady to $4 per ton lower, ranging from 30 to 31 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents lower at 386 to 393, with basis steady, ranging from 3 under to 4 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at 387 to 391, with basis steady, ranging from 2 under to 2 over the May. Soybeans down 2 to 3 cents at 989 to 996, with basis steady to 1 cent lower at 2 under to 5 over the May. New crop wheat prices ended 8 cents higher for the day, 490 to 503, with basis steady, ranging from 20 under to 7 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 lower at 407 to 408. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 2 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1013 to 1014. Soft wheat 8 cents higher for the day at 507 to 518. And the Milo down 2 cents at 463 to 464. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 366 to 385. New crop soybean bids at 907 to 937. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 367 up to 382. New crop soybean bids at 928 to 943. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 372 to 383. New crop soybean bids 909 to 940. And the wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 470 up to 497. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 155.80, up 20 cents. June live cattle, 146.62, down 30 cents. August live cattle, 144.62, down 5 cents. March feeder cattle, 214.67, up 7 cents. April feeder cattle, 212.90, down 20 cents. May feeder cattle, 211.92, up 67 cents. April lean hogs, 62.30, down $1.82. May lean hogs, 72.25, down $1.07. June lean hogs, 75.77, down 42 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.54 lower, in a range of $53 to $62 with a weighted average carcass price of $60.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $27 to $31, 4 to 5 weight at $28 to $34, 5 to 6 weight at $29 to $36, and over 600 pounds at $30 to $38. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts of country buying points are trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $38 to $43. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled $18,413. The opening report for Walnut Livestock Auction trade was good. Slaughter steers and heifers were steady to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers, no test. Slaughter steers choice at $159 to $164. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at $143.50 to $150. Slaughter heifers choice at $158.25 to $163. The Greenville Livestock Auction report for Wednesday the 11th had receipts of $762. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded three higher. Slaughter cows traded steady. Slaughter bulls were 1 to 2 lower. Slaughter steers choice at $155 to $166. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at $150 to $160.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $159 to $166. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at $142, boners average dressing at $90 to $104, leans average dressing at $90 to $105. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $120 to $133. Feeder steers medium and large 4 weight, $280 to $300, 5 weight at $220 to $251, 6 weight at $200 to $242, 7 weights at $190 to $203. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at $250 to $294, 4 weight at $247 to $270, 5 weights at $208 to $225, 6 weights at $191 to $220, and 7 weights at $200 even. Feeder bulls medium and large 4 weight at $221 to $250, 5 weight at $185 to $250, 6 weights at $190 to $205, and 7 weights at $175 to $192. On to the real livestock auction report for Wednesday the 11th, had receipts of 209. Slaughter steers choice, $159.50 to $164.50. Slaughter heifers choice at $158 to $165.50. Slaughter cows breakers average dressing at $107 to $117.50. Boners average dressing at $104.50 to $114.50. And leans $89.50 to $98 for average dressing. Slaughter bulls average dressing at $130 to $137. For the report for Schuyler Livestock Auction for Wednesday the 11th, had receipts of 300. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar higher. Slaughter steers choice at $159 to $164. Slaughter Holstein steers select and choice at $135 to $137. Slaughter heifers choice at $158 to $165. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $162.50 and on a dress basis at $258 to $260. Heifers on a live basis traded at $160. From the National Daily Pork FOB plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 310 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was $68.50, which was 29 cents higher. In the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $245.98, which was $1.49 lower, with select carcasses at $245.79, which was 91 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 103,000 compared to 108,000 for last week and 114,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 408,000 last week and 407,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear from Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about a recent trip he took to the Panama Canal, and also from TJ Curtin of Curtin Land and Cattle about an upcoming cattle sale. That's coming up after this. A group with the Midwest Truckers Association recently traveled to Panama to look at the expansion work currently being done on the Panama Canal. The 100-year-old canal has become inefficient when it comes to moving goods because many cargo ships have become too large to fit through the waterway. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, was on the trip to Panama and detailed how they saw the canal currently operating.
What we saw when we were down there was amazing to see the big ships come in, take all the containers off the ship in some situations, and then put them on trains going from one end of the canal to the other, load them up on smaller ships so that they can go to Galveston, Jacksonville, Florida, Savannah, Georgia, those places. The smaller ships can still go through, but the big ones cannot. So that's what's impeding, you know, so much commerce going through there.
The canal project is set to be wrapping up in 2016, and once completed, Schaefer says it will make shipping goods everywhere much more efficient.
The concept with the canal expansion is that the ships will be able to go through the canal, save some time, and in some cases go directly to the ports on the East Coast and on the South Coast, and then either go directly to their location or come up from the South, come up same way, come up to Joliet, but coming up through places like Litchfield, Springfield, what have you. It is really, it's a continuation of the growth of the most efficient means of travel, moving it by container and then moving it by truck to its final destination. People are saying, well, is it going to hurt us here in the Midwest? To the contrary, it just means more efficient movement. It'll mean just as many, probably more containers coming through. It means we're going to see containers not just going from, say, California to Joliet area, Chicago area, but it means we're going to probably see containers going from Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, to come up to our area also because of the fact that they'll have more ports that they can operate from.
Although the expansion is set to make transportation more efficient, when it's completed, it still won't be able to fit the largest ships that are on the ocean today. But the ships it will be able to fit are still an impressive size. Schaefer went over some of the size and scale of the expansion.
Well, some of them are so big, they've made a couple. There's a class that is so big that would not be able to go through the canal. And, you know, if you look at it, the locks that they're building are going to be like 4 football fields long. So, I mean, you know, that's 1,200 feet. And they're going to be like close to, I think they said 300 feet wide. And, you know, what we've seen when we're there is just, I mean, everything's so immense. And to think that the ship that could go through there and could clear through the channel, it's hard to fathom. But, I mean, right now you're there, every place you turn, they're cutting mountains in half, literally, to move all the dirt. They're still dredging, but by the end of next year, they said they're going to be ready to go.
With all the material being dredged and cut away, questions are being raised about the environmental impacts of the canal, but steps are being taken to ensure the completed canal is much more environmentally friendly than it has been for the past 100 years, especially in terms of marine life.
But, you know, you're also dealing with an environmental situation. You're dealing with a rainforest. You're dealing with a jungle. The canal is actually is fresh water because the canal is fed by a freshwater lake, and all the water in the canal is fresh water. So when the ships are going through, they've gone through a lock from salt water into fresh water, and then when they go out, they go from fresh water to salt water. And the new technology that they're using is that instead of just, you know, wasting the water that's gone through the locks or what have you, the new locks are going to have this massive basin whereby they're just going to reuse the water. And from an environmental standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. It keeps the brackish water out, and then it also keeps them, you know, the ships to empty their bilge so that they don't pollute the water, the clean water, and cause, you know, issues like we see in freshwater basins like zebra mussels and those types of things that we see up here.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association speaking on his recent trip to the Panama Canal. For more information on the canal expansion, you can visit pancanal.com. Curtin Landing Cattle will be hosting their annual production sale this Saturday, March 14th, at their location 2 miles west of Blue Mound. Owner-operator T.J. Curtin says the sale of their carefully bred and selected cattle will include Angus heifers, cow-calf pairs, and Angus bulls that have been rigorously selected for traits that are very important to Central Illinois livestock owners.
On the bull side of things, here in Central Illinois, calvinese bulls with good dispositions are always in high demand, and that's something that we originally select for on our farm. So a producer who is looking for calvinese bulls that are safe to use on heifers, they will find those there. All these bulls have been rigorously culled for on the disposition, so rest assured that we've got calm bulls as well.
The Curtins have been working on developing their herd of Angus cattle for generations.
My great-grandfather bought our first Angus in 1936, and we've had them ever since. My grandfather, along with a couple of his brothers, were very active in the Angus business, and my grandfather was on the American Angus Board of Directors and very active in the Angus all the way around, as so has been my dad and me. And so we're well-established in the Angus breed. It's the kind of cattle we love. So, yes, we've been doing it for a long time, and we've got our herd built to where we have the numbers. We think that we can offer a wide array of genetics for the commercial producers as well as registered producers here in Central Illinois.
Curtin Landing Cattle started putting on their annual sales in 2007, and since then there have been some interesting shifts in the cattle markets. T.J. Curtin says with the current demand for beef, it's a great time to be in the livestock business.
Demand is high for cattle, and the times are exciting. You know, cattle producers are really getting rewarded for being in the business. And we think that it's a good time to invest in these elite Angus genetics that you can get more live calves that grow faster, perform better in the feedlot. And we really think that there's a lot of opportunity at our sale to tie into those type of genetics.
For those interested in learning more about the Angus cattle being offered at this year's sale, Curtin says information and pictures of the cattle being offered can be found online.
Our website is curtinlandandcattle.com, and that's where you'll find we have a sale book posted online. We have videos of all the bulls, and then we also have a Facebook page that people can check that I update with upcoming sale lots. And as always, you know, we've always invite visitors to the farm. I prefer people to see the cattle in person, so that's always an option as well. Just give me a call, and we'd sure love to have visitors to the farm to come look at the cattle.
Again, the Curtin Landing Cattle Sale will be this Saturday at their site 2 miles west of Blue Mound. More information can be found on their website, curtinlandingcattle.com, or to get in touch directly with T.J. Curtin, you can call 217-825-3005. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.